the trucking industry is cutthroat. You know how people say, well, she'll never show her trucks. So you know what I do? Let me tell you what like me gonna do. You know the people that's on the internet talking, saying they got this, here's proof. I screenshot that and I'm calling them shippers taking their loads. Real life.
Everybody start clapping right now. The guru in the building, the trucking guru. Rolling like an 18-wheeler. Hey, man. Trucking guru in this bitch. Y'all already know what time it is, man.
Yep.
What's been going on?
Everything.
Blessings on blessings. Man, before we kick it off, man. You know, there has been this perception of you that's been created that you're a mean person. And before we, you know, delve off into all the things, all the blessings that you had, we just want to touch on, you know, because God wouldn't bless such a mean-spirited person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's talk about where that even came from. Why does everybody think you're so mean?
I truly do not know. I was on my live today. And a gentleman joined the live and he, you know, told me his piece and told me he needed help. And I listened to him for a while. And he said, I'm really glad. I thought you were going to be mean. I don't know why people think that I'm mean. I'm not mean. Just don't fuck with me.
Somebody once said, hey, man, I heard y'all got the cussing guru up there.
You mean
the trucking guru? No, you know, I mean the cussing guru.
Oh, I'm going to cuss you the fuck out if you come for me. Yeah, I am. Nah. But I'm very nice. I'm not mean at all.
I want to say, and maybe you tell me if you think I'm wrong, but people feel like when you're darker complected, that you tend to be more ghetto or more ratchet or more mean or this or that.
That's true.
Do you feel like that has played into this perception that the internet has created?
No, although that is true, I agree with what you're saying. I don't think that's it. A lot of people caught me on live, and if people talk shit, I'm gonna talk shit back. And you know, I think that's the problem.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. When they seen the very first interview that came out, a lot of men got turned on by that foul mouth.
Oh wow!
You go to the comments, and a lot of people were like really attracted to the type of temperament you were on. Like, I need a boss in my life
And I am a boss, but before I'm anything, I'm a woman of God. And I always treat people with the love of God. So I don't want people to think that I'm not approachable or I'm not nice. Just treat me how you want to be treated. If you come for me, I'm going to come for you. If you're nice, I'm going to be nice.
So with that being said, a lot of people have come for you.
Yes.
And you give them that same energy.
Period.
Throw it right back at them. What does that do for your spirit? Like, does it, like, to go back at somebody, like?
It makes me feel like the queen that I am. Yeah. Don't fucking play with me.
Do you ever feel like you have to respond? Like, because you give nobody's, like, a name. Not saying a name.
You know what?
You give them attention.
And I'm going to tell you, my people, especially my sister, she'd be like, do not respond. Or, like, somebody say, you need to make a fake page and respond. I'm not. There's nothing about me fake. Other than my wig. If I got my phone in my hand, I get a notification, you come for me, I'm gonna cut you the fuck out. It is what it is. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not one of those people who has a team to run. I run my own shit. Bitch, you come for me, I'm gonna get at your neck.
The men in your life, what do they say about, you know, when you come at them, if they like
accidentally? I don't come at them. The men in my life, I treat with respect. I was raised to be submissive, actually.
So they leave the commode up, you just quiet and silent.
Yes, it's a mistake. To err is human. Now, if I fall in that bitch, that's different.
Speaking about falling in some shit, you aren't as voluptuous as you were the last time you were here. That is a nice coat you have on.
Thank you.
But it's hiding a lot less So, you know, you've been on a fitness journey.
I have.
Can you talk about it?
I definitely can. So I went on a fast and a cleanse. I hired a nutritionalist. I've gone to the gym 7 days a week. I went on a calorie deficit. I've really been hitting it hard, and I've lost about 90 pounds.
90 pounds. Let's clap that up, everybody.
No, don't clap that. Don't clap that.
Okay.
Don't clap that.
Don't clap that.
No, I'm bullshitting. Okay.
How much time you got on your hands? 7 days
a week. I'm bullshitting.
The fitness guru.
I'm bullshitting. I'm bullshitting. I know. I was, first of all, that's the one thing that coming on the platform showed me. When I looked at myself, I was like, damn, I look like that? Jesus fucking Christ. So I got serious about my health for real. And I knew my fat ass was not going to go to the gym. I was not going to not eat. I knew that I needed help. So I actually got on those injections and they worked.
All right. Well, let's do it like this before we talk about the injection itself.
Losing 90 pounds, what are some of the benefits just for you specifically? Like, what has that experience been like? What has changed? You know, like, because I know, like, hopping out them sports cars and them big foreigns, I know it's a little easier now. So
it
just
is. It is. It is. That really was hard to do. Look, in first class, you don't have to do the thing all the way. Now, I was like, okay, let me make it tight as I'll fly out in case I'm having. A lot has changed from my energy to I can't fit anything that I own. And I have a lot of things. If anybody needs some clothes, I have a lot of designer, nice things that still have tags on them. Please let me know. I'm giving away everything because I got to get a whole new wardrobe. I look a little bit better.
Do you feel more confident?
Oh, baby, I was confident. Okay. A big bitch, little bitch, medium bitch. That ain't changed at all. At all.
No. And shout out to No Shane. He had a song called, you know, You Were Thick, Fine Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you was thick and fine, like, you know.
No, I was fat as fuck. Now I'm thick and
oh,
fine.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Now I'm thick and fine.
You said it.
Now I'm holding. Now I'm holding.
With that being said, like, even the men that approach you has to have changed a little bit.
It has. A lot.
A lot. What has changed? Like, this is for those, and again, for the people out there who wants to, you know, change their body's lifestyle and their body weight. Tell us. For you, what has changed, like, even when men approach you? How do they approach you?
The caliber of men have changed, honestly.
Are we talking lawyers? What are we talking?
We're talking the... Well,
No, I think you're about to say something.
So, look, you got to keep it a buck. Like, think about what you're attracted to. Are you attracted to somebody that's overweight? No, you're not. You're attracted to people that are fit or look a certain way. So, it's the same thing. The class of men have changed a lot.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I think, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. Yeah. But I'm going to say it. I think, you know, women who are a little more, let's just say larger in stature, some men may look at them as much more probably easier because of probably low self-esteem.
That's true.
They may attack that. You know, try to move on that.
They
say,
do.
Oh, I think she got a lower self-esteem.
They definitely do. That's another thing your platform did. It brought a whole bunch of broke-ass niggas to me thinking that they could just slide in. They think they could just slide in. No, baby, I was fat. I wasn't dumb. I didn't pay like I weighed. Uh-uh. No. Right. The niggas that approach me have money.
So tell us, give us one experience that you have experienced since, you know, this 95-pound... loss that you might, let's just say you might not have experienced prior, like just from your, you know, from your feelings and your thoughts towards.
Oh my God, don't get me in trouble.
let's go. Realize yourself.
Some nigga done picked you up, huh?
Yeah, literally.
Picked your ass.
Literally picked me up. People keep picking me up like I'm a small child.
Yeah.
So my birthday was March 14th and I had a big event that weekend. And people were literally picking me up like I was a child. Wow. Yeah. Weird.
How did that feel? Yeah,
but weird. Put me the fuck down. But then you're so little, you can't move. So it's like, okay, you know what? Just go with it. I've been picked up a lot.
It's now, weird. After you've experienced both weight and Do you ever see yourself gaining that weight?
No, I would never. And that's also because on the inside, I feel way different. Like, I feel much more alive. And I have kids, and I want to be around to see my great-grandkids. So that was another large part of why I wanted to get healthy, because one of the people in the comments had a very valid point. And then she sent me this book about mucus, and that's what kind of jump-started everything. Like, I do want to be around and see my kids enjoy the fruits of my labor. Like, I've worked too hard for them and their kids to not have to work. Like, why don't you want to be around to see that? So I had to take this shit serious.
You said a book about mucus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah.
No. Did you ever get, like, body shamed, like, even in the trucking industry or just going out?
Yes.
That, so you experienced that a lot?
What? Yes. People always, like, somebody, I literally just went live. I told you I had, like, 8,900 people on my live. One of the idiots on the live literally was like, oh, she finally lost all the weight, now stand up. Now what? Stand up. Bitch, I'm not standing up. Like, oh, shut the fuck up before I sit you down. Like, but they body shame all the time. Like, I made it real. She's so big, she ate the trucks. Like, yeah, they were very,
oh, wow,
very rude. It didn't fuck with me, though, because, I mean, I'm real petty, and I started to do, I bet your nigga fuck me real, but I left it alone.
She left it alone. You could have put it to the test. So in our last interview, you know, we had asked you, like, you know, to say that you're making that kind of money,
mm-hmm,
where you're saying, hey, I'm touching 100 M's. Why not? People were, you know, we asked, why not go and say, hey, let me do this procedure. Let me get that procedure.
Go get tummy tucks and lipos and all of that shit. First of all, like I said then, I'm going to say it now, I smoke like a train. You cannot go get surgery and you smoke. You cannot. One of the downsides to transportation is extremely, extremely stressful. It's one of my stress relievers. So it just was not an option. I have stopped smoking before with carrot juice. If anybody wants to stop smoking, whether it be cigarettes or weed, carrot juice removes THC and nicotine out of your system. So it helps with the cravings. I've done that before. But I started back smoking, and no, a bitch was fat and smoking, and you just cannot go. I would have to also leave the country because you have to be under a certain BMI to do those surgeries. And it just, it wasn't worth the risk. Like, you could pay the money. You got the money, you could pay. They'll do it. But to risk my life just to look a certain way, fuck out of here. No.
Yeah, mm-mm. I'm glad you're still standing fast on that.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, I heard of things like Adipex pills. I heard of Ozempic. Mm-hmm. I forgot the one that starts
Manjaro.
With Manjaro. Mm-hmm. I seen Oprah was, she had left Jenny Craig and said, hey, I'm on this new thing.
Yeah, Ozempic.
Ozempic. Did you give those a try?
I did. I tried both of those, Manjaro and Ozempic, and they did not really work for me. I didn't see a difference. I didn't see that I was losing a significant amount of weight. And I was filming for this show, Boss Woman of Dallas. And one of the girls that was sitting there, we asked her if she wanted something to eat. And she was like, no, I don't have an appetite. And she was explaining that she was on these injections. And what's crazy is the guy that helped her with her injections, I personally know. It's actually Chef Mike, one of my actual close friends. Oh. I'm like, are you serious? But then I hadn't been on social media like that. So I looked at his page and I noticed he's lost a significant amount of weight. So I called him and I let him know what I'm trying to do. Like, I don't want to just lose weight. I want to be healthy on the inside. Like, I want cholesterol to go down. I want my blood pressure to go down. There's a lot of things that were going on that needed to be fixed. He gave me two injections, two different types. So
are you getting any more injections?
No, I don't want
to. Okay, I'm about to say, how do you?
No, first off, I have a big ass head and I don't want to look like a balloon with a big ass head and a little bitty body.
Self-aware.
Yeah. You gotta be.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now again, like you said, you look good. Gucci you down. I mean, you look radiant.
Thank you.
And it's crazy because I'm not saying that when you were here before, you didn't look good. It's just, as you stated, when you feel good,
yes,
it kind of comes on the outside. So right now it looks like you're feeling how you look. And
thank
it's like,
you.
I can really show it. Again, you were confident already. So
yes, I was.
You already was bad, you know, early on. So
thank you.
With that being said, what we wanted to do was this. You know, we originally named the title of the first interview from ex-con to 100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell the story of Kiara, you know, becoming the trucking guru. One thing that we didn't lay into is, you know, that past of, you know, kind of how you became who you are now. A lot of people, you know, the Spencers out there, the you know, the pocket watching JTs, they picked at little things like she doesn't have a driver's license and things like that. So what I would like to do is kind of start off by going back to that lifestyle you were living that led up to you kind of getting into trouble, why you didn't have a license and things like that, and how you became what is, you know, a felon, I guess you could say.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. So before I get started, I want to give credit where credit is due. I came from a phenomenal household. My mother and my father, I had my biological dad, my stepdad, only referring to him as my stepdad so people know who I'm talking about, but he is my father as well. I came from a very, very, very good home. I just have always been hard-headed. I've always been one of those people that have to see for themselves. So my mom tried her best with me, and I just started running away. Like, I've been a runaway since 12, 13, and I left the house about 16.
Were you a middle child or?
No, I'm the oldest. I'm actually the oldest of eight. The
oldest.
Another thing that I did not want to do was set a horrible example for my siblings, because even to this day, I'm the leader of the word tribe. People think about the trucking guru and the tribe. Well, it started with my siblings. Like, love my sisters and brothers to death. I was not going to set a good example for them, so I left. So I got with my oldest daughter's father. I was 17. He was 29. I met him walking to McDonald's.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Seems like you.
Anyway, shut up.
No, I'm going to stop. What was his occupation?
You might be young, but you're ready. You know, I'm
telling you. What was his occupation, if you don't mind me asking? 29 years old.
A hoe-ass nigga. That was his occupation.
Employed by Hoe-Ass Niggas LLC.
Right.
Hoe-Ass Niggas
Incorporated. He had no business with me.
Yeah, right.
He's a good man, Savannah. Now,
I'm curious, seriously. Like,
crazy is when I got my first felony, that's when I found out who he was. I thought that his name was something completely different, the name that he gave me. I was young and dumb. And when I got arrested for my first felony, that's when they told me who he really was.
So let's go through it.
Kind of, sort of. He's very smart, very manipulative. Your platform actually brought him to my page. I have not seen this man in over 20, how old is my daughter? 24 years.
And he came out the woodworks to... Oh, wow.
Yep.
Why haven't you seen him? Like, was it your choice? He chose not to?
A lot of things took place with him that were crazy, that belong in the Lifetime Movie Network type show. But nonetheless, he was not in her life. My middle baby and my youngest son, their dad took care of my oldest. The past with him was very ugly and very crazy.
So let me ask you, what was the first felony?
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, bodily injury, and threat.
To who?
So I was minding my business at home, okay? And again, I was only 17, and I was also 7 months pregnant, I believe. 7 months pregnant. And someone comes knocking on the door, stumbling drunk, acting crazy, asking for him. It was a young lady he was dealing with. We ended up getting into a fight. I cracked a jaw, broke a couple of ribs. And when the police came, I had blacked out because I need to be whooping his ass, not hers. So that was my first felony offense. I didn't understand at 17 what that meant, because I'm thinking it's like law and order. Like, the bitch came to my house. Why am I going to jail? And what's crazy is the first officer that responded was like, I'm not taking her to jail. The second officer was like, he told him to put the handcuffs on me. He said, why? Because this lady that lived below us in the apartment complex, she was standing there like yelling at the lady to leave me alone because she was so sweet, old white lady. And her and the officer is the only reason why I didn't get 25 years. There was an incident that happened back then. It was a couple, a black guy and a Hispanic girl, and they had chopped somebody up and they thought we were trying to do some copycat type shit. But that's when I ended up finding out who her father really was and the real name and different things like that. Like, it was fucking psychotic. I ain't had no business out there acting like I was grown, basically. So that's when I found out that I couldn't get an apartment, couldn't get a job, and didn't have a driver's license. So that's pretty much how that started. So
what does a 17-year-old girl with a felony do with a baby on the way?
Honestly?
Yo. Because I know what I would have did. As a...
Well, to be as good as I am in truckling, you got to be a fucking hustler. For sure. So I ain't never sold no ass, but I'm gonna keep me some motherfucking cash.
Amen.
So I got out there and I got it.
I'm curious, who bailed you out or who got you out
my
of that?
My mom and my dad.
Your mom and your dad came
my
through.
My mom and my dad came through.
And did they give you any like pep talk to what you better not do going
forward? No, because my family knows who I am. My family has a saying that I make a friend with the rock. That's why I cannot believe people think I'm mean. I'm actually very, very nice. I'm very friendly.
You really are.
And they know my temperament. I don't go looking for trouble. They know I'll end some shit. So they already knew off top that something is not right. Plus, my neighbor had told them what happened. So
the man who, of course, your oldest is baby father. When you found out who he was, were you like, was he married or something? Was it like,
he was on the run.
He was on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
He was on the run. Okay. He was on the run. Used a different social security, bought a different identity, social security number, all of that.
And he had time to holler at you.
Mm-hmm. Did. Under an entire different identity.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you never questioned or saw nothing that was...
I was 17 years old with a man that had me in a very nice apartment. Got me whatever I wanted. Oh,
did y'all get married?
Yeah.
Did y'all get married?
Young enough. Fuck no. No.
That'll shut
no.
up.
No, God, no.
No, thank shout God, out no. to your second, you know, the one who came after to take care of,
yeah.
Shout out him.
Now, both my dads are freaking amazing. And my family is a beautiful family. Like, we're like TV to where my mom and my dad and my stepdad, like, they all are together. My dad has had other kids and they go to my parents' house. Like, we have a beautiful family dynamic, but I was the problem. I was the problem.
At least you
were. I was the problem. I was a huge problem. Huge.
When did you start getting it together? Around what age would you say?
When I brought the kid home from the hospital and she was sitting in the car seat and I was sitting there like, wait a minute. This little person needs me for something. Mm-hmm. My daughter completely changed me. I had already had an older daughter, but she wasn't mine. Somebody's child I took at a very early age running around with her. But to have Aja, that's what changed me. I didn't get it together immediately. Again, I didn't understand the weight of a felony. I didn't know that meant I couldn't even go back to school if I wanted to. I didn't know that meant the job I was working as a dialysis technician, like my cousin got me on and like that was literally under the table. I wanted to progress. I wanted to become an RN. I couldn't because of my felony. So around 20, 21 is when shit started to click.
You mentioned your first felony,
mm-hmm.
as in you got one or multiple after?
I did.
Okay. What transpired to have you go into deeper into the felony territory?
I was not going to work for pennies. I had children that depended on me. And I'm not a person that makes excuses. So I did the best that I could to take care of me and mine.
So without going so far into it, can you tell us some of the nefarious stuff you got to do? I'm just curious as far as, because you're a hustler at this time.
I have
and you
got to
get it.
I have things sealed and expunged. But they're very bad. You might want to stop fucking with me on the internet. Let's just say that. I got things. I learned with the first felony that if you're found guilty in the state of Texas, that you cannot get that sealed or closed if you're found guilty by a jury. And the state only had to prove it was done in that day, done in that county, and what was used was a deadly weapon. So I learned quickly how to finesse the system. Mm-hmm.
Not to do shit in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you figured out that shit, I can't keep getting these felonies.
Yeah. I can't keep getting wrapped up now.
Right. And then you got into trucking, and of course.
Wait, I'm curious because you serve time, correct? Mm-hmm. How much time, if you don't mind us asking?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. So with that being said, what did you learn while serving whatever?
You know what? And I'm glad you asked me this because y'all asked me this on the first episode.
We weren't ready for that one.
I know. I honestly learned that time is precious and that I got kids that fucking need me. Like, I don't have time to waste. I learned to get my shit together. Like, there has to be something else out there. So that's when I started going for the customer service jobs. And that's when I started trying to go corporate, right? And when they outsourced my department, that was like a huge blow to my heart because I had worked really hard to get my little job. So
were there any men helping you through your path? Like,
just, you know what?
I'm gonna come in and help support, like, stay with me. And
I want to, did you say stay with me?
Not stay with me, but let me help you.
No. Yeah.
Did you say? Well, you know how men want to come save a person, you know what I'm saying?
No. I will say that my children's father, Christopher, shout out to Christopher. Smurf, what's up?
Shout out, Chris.
He was a very big support system, but he was young. We were both young. Like, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. But he stood best he could, and we made ends meet. We did.
Did you ever want to get into scamming?
Did I ever want to get into scamming?
Like, you know.
Like now.
I've
seen stuff on my timeline. I've seen things and it's like, wait a minute, what are they over there doing?
They say you learn so much in whenever you do time, you learn from other people. Like, hey, this is how you really get to the.
Let's just say it's some remarkable people in the penitentiary.
I'm telling you, very smart.
No, I did not want to get into scamming, and that's only because trucking money. I not got into trucking, there's no telling what I would have done. No telling what I would have been in.
Okay, so let's do it like this. We're gonna do this for Trucking Guru for Dummies 101 because it seems like most people just probably didn't pick up what you were putting down. I don't know if you were talking too fast or you were giving it to him too raw. You've been in this for over 2 decades, going on 3 decades. And I don't want people to think this is overnight for you. People keep thinking it's overnight. You just woke up and started doing
this. So I need to slow it down for
you. Yeah, slow it down. And please, if you can, just take us through how you became, where you had a felony.
Okay.
And you became to where you're actually being able to get $1 million offers.
Okay.
You don't got to go through the gist of it, every detail, but take us through that journey for yourself a little slower.
So I want to start by saying this is not a Kiara Henderson is phenomenal story. This is a with God, all things are possible story. As I sat back and I reflected on things that had actually happened in my life, even with how I got into the trucking industry by a friend that I grew up with who I talked to every blue moon. And for this person to call me because my job had outsourced and I'm standing at the end of my driveway smoking a Black and Mild and he calls just to check on me. Hey, Blackjack, you good? No, nigga, let me tell you what's going on. Like everything that I've ever said is literally what happened, but I'm gonna slow it down so people can understand.
Let me ask you this, that friend, what status was he then? How much money was he making and where is he at now?
Worth $250,000 and he is still in the trucking industry. He is on my page, been on my page since 2019.
Amazing.
His name is Christopher as well. He is phenomenal. But he is the one who even put me on the path to say, hey, look into trucking. Because, again, my job was outsourcing. I got all these felonies. And he said, Key, I got 7 felonies, but I'm worth $250,000. Damn, okay. But he owned a truck, right? So I'm thinking that means that I need to go get a CDL. And he says, no, nigga, like the back office, go work for a company. They take felons. Okay, so that is the first eye-opener.
Is that known throughout the trucking industry that the back office take felons?
I honestly don't know. From the comments, it cannot be known. But something that I need to make very crystal clear is the transportation industry is felon-friendly. It is a second-chance industry.
Thank you.
So I filled out thousands of applications. I did my research. Now, remember, I'm smarter than the average bear. So I looked at what they needed, what they required for you to actually get hired on with them. They required a bachelor's degree. They required several years in the industry. I lied. Okay? I finessed the fuck out of them.
You lied about which part? Just saying you had a bachelor's?
All of it, nigga. Oh, I didn't know nothing about
trucking.
I've
been here
for
a while. I got a degree.
Let me tell you something. I am a fucking hustler. I created fake employee of the month certificate.
Oh, with the picture.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I was at fucking Office Depot making fake certificates to fake companies. Yes, you got to do what you got to do.
So University of Phoenix.
Right. You hear me? Like, how are you an employee of this fake ass company? But I was. I'm telling you, employee of the month. I was. And they wanted a bachelor's degree in logistics. Where the fuck am I getting from? I ain't got a high school diploma. But I figured if they're asking for your high school diploma and they ain't never checked that and they didn't gave me jobs, they ain't going to check this community college that I'm from the Lions that I went to. And they didn't.
And they didn't. And did you expect them to?
Let me tell you something that's even crazier. So I did a couple of interviews. And when I went to this one in particular, thought I aced it. Put on my nice blazer with my little leopard shirt. I was ready. I was fully prepared with this binder that I made with all my fake accolades. I go into there. I ace the interview. I don't hear nothing from them. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Because nobody's called me back. Apparently, you suck at interviews, Kiara. So I sit down on my chair, and on the floor, there's a book called Easy to Believe by Reverend John Hendricks. I pick up the book. I read the book. I'm like, okay, God, keep refilling my cup. The book is telling you, you are because of your believing, and you have the ability to believe to be anything that you want to be. It is a universal law. It's not just a Christian law. It is an actual law. And it gives the example of a boat going down a river and the oars, whether you go left or right, that's your belief. You're either going to believe negative or you're going to believe positive. So I immediately say, okay, I'm going to switch my mind. God's going to open the door, right? A couple of days later, Schneider calls me. Wow. So when they call me, this is the first step that I knew God was opening doors. When they called me, the lady said, Kiara, you did a good job on your interview. But my background never came back. She said, it's just spinning. It never came back.
Wow.
So they never, like, for whatever reason, it was hung up in the system.
Stuck
she said,
in limbo.
She said, so as long as what you told us is really what happened, and everything that I told her is what happened, I never lied like about my background because that was going to come back. So they gave me an opportunity. So within that company, that's where I got my feet wet when it came to actual trucking. That's where I learned how to do trip planning and route planning. It was hard as fuck. Trucking is not an easy industry at all. The concept of it is easy, but I can show you pictures where my face was breaking out in hives. I was so stressed out because, again, I lied. I ain't no shit.
What age are you at this time?
I'm young as fuck. Nigga, this is when I was in my 20s. Yeah. I'm 42 now. Yeah.
What's the learning curve for you as you're in it now?
Let me tell you, I don't even understand the lingo. I don't even understand what the fuck is going on. My schedule was from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. and I was off like a few days. So I started going in extra early because they were doing handoffs. And by the time I was handing the shit off, everything was fucked because I didn't know what was what. So I said, okay, if God opened the door, you got to do your part. So I went earlier and I left later to see what I was handing off, if it made sense. I went earlier so I could grasp what was going on, right? So that's how I learned the basics of trucking. But the learning curve was everything. The lingo was different. You got to understand weights. You got to understand check calls. You got to understand driver's hours of service. You got everything was, I was in a foreign land.
And I want to, you know, God is going to be sprinkled throughout all this story, but also, you know, for your self perseverance, for your reason, your purpose, for everything that you are, like you said, most people aren't going to. You said you worked 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you went earlier and stayed later to make sure you just get, like, you're already, the door's been open.
Yeah,
now it's up to you.
That's what I want
people to understand, that like it takes more than just the door opening. Now you got to walk.
That book that I'm talking about, it taught me that believing is an action. Like, you cannot ask God for something. Oh, ye of little faith. You got to have a little faith of a mustard seed. But what are we going to do on our part? Like, are you going to do, if you're going to ask God for something, but what the fuck are you doing to even get it? You just sitting back waiting? No, you got to put some believing action behind it. So that's what I did. And I did not do it perfectly at all. I kept messing up so bad to where there was a gentleman named Frank who said, you are messing everything up. Let me help you. And so he started helping me. Had he not helped me, I probably would have lost my job. He started helping me, and Victoria started helping me, and Jessica, and I'm still in contact with these people. Jessica started helping me. They helped me grasp what the hell I was doing. So that's...
What did they see in you that made them want to say, let me
I was
help.
Very nice, okay?
Yeah, there you go. That goes a long way, too.
I was very nice.
That goes a long way.
I was very nice, and I'm very teachable. Although my name is the Trucking Guru, I don't think I know everything. I'm still learning a lot day by day, you know? So I was teachable. So fast forward to when they actually asked me to move up to Wisconsin, and I moved up there, froze my ass off, did good, kicked ass, but I wanted to come back home, so I got another job. Wait, I'm skipping a part. I worked for a different company, LCL Bulk, and that's where I started to see the difference in a larger company versus a family company. So the company that I was working for, it was a generational trucking family. I didn't understand it until I went in early and I saw the dad was coming in, and then the son came in, and then the son's son came in. So they were all coming in doing different things. But it's like, okay, this is a family company, but it looked like a Fortune 500 company.
Wow.
But I started to understand that, okay, so this is passed down to them. So they were managed. That's a company that was doing they put the shakers on the trailers for Hershey. And that's when I started to learn, like, okay, this is actually a $1 billion industry, only because I'm seeing the cars that they're driving. I'm seeing the lifestyle. When they have the company picnics and shit, we going to their shit. It's nice. This ain't no acres. These motherfuckers is rich. So things are starting to click. Then I come back home.
You said home. Again,
I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but it's a young black girl from Oak Cliff.
All the way up in Wisconsin. Loved Wisconsin. Love Wisconsin. The way that we're treated in Texas is way different than Wisconsin as a black American, just so y'all know. But I had to come
home. For the better or for the worse?
For better.
Okay.
The police pulled up next to me. I was playing Boosie. He asked me what I was playing. Told me to turn it up. It was a huge difference. In Texas, you know, we ride booty tight when the police is next to us.
Yes.
So I moved back down, and that's when things changed because I'm now on the shipper side. So understand, I started as a regular planner, went to an operations manager, went back to a regular planner. Then I moved to on the shipper side. I had never seen things from the shipper's perspective. I never seen things to where now it's my job to get these truck owners, these fleet owners, this nigga only got one truck. It's my job to get them the loads. So everything is starting to click. I left off the part to where when I moved to Wisconsin, the way God opened doors, but God was there because even me moving up there was a miracle. Like, they wanted fucking $5,000 to move my stuff from Texas to Wisconsin. Back then, I didn't have it. They called me back and gave me $400. Even with the house that I found, the lady that worked up there for Schneider rode around with me, found the house in the snow. The snow is different. The snow is as tall as I am in Wisconsin, so I couldn't see. She seen a piece of a sign. They ended up giving me the house. First, all them white folks that was there at the open house looking at it, like God moved
God miraculously
for me to be able to, for this journey, for me to be where I'm sitting now. That's the whole point of this. So even with me working on the shipper side, I still didn't understand what it meant to be independent. Working on the shipper side, that's when I seen, okay, these niggas is really getting to this bag because I was being nosy. I went in early and I seen that they was making six figures. Again, what we did on the shipper side, we moved all the plants and shrubberies and Christmas trees for Home Depot, Shopko, and Lowe's. So that means that I know what I'm saying, as an independent dispatcher, you can get dedicated lanes because I used to work on that side. I know how this goes, right? So I saw that they was making six figures, and I just asked the fucking question, what do y'all do when the season is over? And I was asking only because the dude that I was dating at the time, he was a truck driver. He owned a truck. And we wanted to take things to the next level, right? So you need to come run over here with us. Like, he said, well, ask what they do when the season is over, because what are they doing? They're making six figures in less than 4 months. What happens after that? So I was asking just for that purpose. The response is what changed my life. When they asked me, why? You want to dispatch us? Yeah. And I'm thinking that means, like, I'm sitting here at this job dispatching for them, giving them their loads. I'm thinking I'm going to dispatch them out on loads that they already have. No. So when I finally got the nerve to leave my job, now you got to keep in mind, I am a fucking felon, the worst kind. on paper, I looked like a killer. Like, it was very hard for me to get a job. Not impossible, but it was very hard for me to get a job.
Did you almost say like P. Diddy?
I did not. I did not.
Just making sure.
And I'm going to tell you something. With everything that happened to me, I move real different when it comes to the internet now. I don't get in people's business because you never fucking know.
Right.
Like, the shit that they were saying about me, like, had I sat back, I was like, damn, bitch, you did that? What the fuck? Like,
it's like,
you are the worst. Like, it will make you hate somebody that you don't fucking know, and you don't fucking know what the fuck going on. So that's one of the things that was good. Cause
we don't read comments.
I don't.
Until we read comments.
Right. I don't divulge. So I don't think P. Diddy did all of that shit. I think that it's something much larger happening. And that's only because of my own personal experience. Like, even with what happened with Ashley.
And again, I'm new to the Ashley situation. I just heard about that.
They made a post about it. And they said that she was found guilty and they're going to do sentencing on her in July. I spoke about this way before any of this happened, before she even went to court, because on this side of it, people really do push your fucking buttons. And people's like, well, it's just the internet. See, you say that because it's just you making a bullshit ass comment. And then you get off the phone, and you go on about your day. But imagine one person getting hated by so many people that don't fucking know them. And people do other shit other than just talk shit on the internet. We've had people pull up to our houses. I done got in a fight at the Wendy's. Like, it's bad.
Say right there.
Yeah.
Someone pulled up to your house?
What? Yes.
Address get...
Not like, just my house, but my sister's house as well.
From just, like, Googling or just, like, looking at things online?
See, the biggest thing that these people want to know is, what's your business name? Just because you just honestly might want to know, just because out of curiosity. It's some dumbass, broke-ass, desperate-ass people that don't got shit better to do than fuck up people's lives. Yeah. If you think I'm ever going to say my business name on this motherfucker for you broke-ass hoes to hate on me, you can eat a dick. I'll be a scammer, whatever the fuck they want me to be. I will never give up what I built for my children. I won't. Because these people is too bored. They will try to tear you down. I ain't fucking with it.
Now, you said a fight at a Wendy's, not a fuck with a child or
Nick
and Sam's. I was on my way
to the Clearport.
Okay. Talk to us.
Literally getting on a jet, ordered me an Asiago because I was, you know, in my weight loss stuff. So I hadn't eaten and I just wanted to grab something to eat. And the bitch threw a drink at me and I politely pulled that Maybach over and snatched that bitch through the window.
Why would she throw a drink?
She was calling me a scammer and talking shit. I told her she needed to worry about,
from the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
the internet got somebody beat up.
On behalf of real life, we're sorry.
Yeah, it's y'all's fault.
If it's anything
it's
we did.
Y'all's fault.
That's why we're here now. We're trying to clear up all this. We're going to clear all this shit.
It's y'all's fault.
Motherfucker,
damn it.
Goddamn it. Oh, shit. The internet is a very strange and scandalous place. It's no man's land. I don't know what it's about it. But what you were saying, what's the name? Keisha, what's the name? The lady who got guilty? Ashley. What's her? You know her song?
Ashley Grayson.
What happened? Give me a real rundown because I don't know. But
I don't follow people's stories. That's one thing I do not do. The only thing that I knew is that some shit happened and folks was talking shit. One of the people named Sherelle Hodge, who also did a video about me, was one of the people that had to go to court, and she was found guilty, and they're going to sentence her in July. Because she put a hit on their head.
Oh, put a bag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She put a hit on them. That is not okay. I do not agree with that. The only thing I'm going to say is, I said this on my own platform before all of this happened. You never know who you fucking with. And people really think that they can say whatever the fuck they want to say behind that keyboard. You don't know who you fucking with. People need to stop playing.
Yeah, which is wild because, you know, when we sit back and think about this internet shit, it's like, you know, you think you're making a video, but you're really playing with people's livelihoods and how people feed their family. And somebody with enough paper, I put a hit on you.
And she
allegedly.
Did. No, it wasn't allegedly. She was found guilty. She did it. She did it. She did that shit. And then called the FBI on herself.
On herself?
I needed to holler her father. Happened.
Oh, man.
But I get it. Like, they called her a scammer. They said this, that, and the third. the same route they try to take me down. I'm like, you know what?
You ever want to pay somebody to powder their hand up and go slap a motherfucker?
So here's the thing. That's the fucked up part about me. I'm not going to pay a bitch to do shit. I slap you.
You got him. Look, I do my own dirty work.
I slap you myself.
Like Webby said, I could pay for it, but I'd rather it's free.
Yeah. Like, I want to feel that shit, bitch. Like, right. God's still working on me.
So let's do it like this. You come back home. Mm-hmm. You were the family. You're with a family situation in Wisconsin. You come back to Texas. You get on the other side of it. And again, are you seeing... What kind of money are you seeing in this? You're just making ends meet.
Let me explain what I did. I panicked. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I'm not joking. I really thought that they were going to be giving me loads to move them on. I thought that they already had, like, you know, like the company was working for, right? No. It was literally my job to dispatch them. Dispatching means it was my job to get them the loads. The one thing that I hate is people like, oh, you scammed people. So the only thing that Kiara has ever, ever said is that if you get a driver a load, you can then charge 7, 10, 15% for that load. So if the load pays, they make $1,000, you get 10% of that. So let's just say at the end of the week, you made $10,000 because you charged 10% of whatever they made. That's dispatching. Like, it's not no extra saucy, nothing. Like, you don't even get a load in your company name. You get it for your driver and you charge 10, 15, 7%.
So what's the average price of a basic load? And I don't, when I say bucks, so you mentioned like Oak Farms milk or something. Mm-hmm. What's the average?
It's going to be dependent on your equipment. So I can't say, pull up DAT trend lines fast. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing.
You got me looking at Ashley Grayson.
Yeah, trying to find the fuck out.
Look.
Pull up.
Big business.
Yeah.
Period.
What do you got to pull up? He got to pull up. Tell him to pull up what?
DAT trend lines. Pull that up real quick. DAT, for anybody who wants to know what the average, what I'm supposed to make. Like, say, for instance, if your friend of yours or you got a truck, how am I supposed to know what to pay these people? DAT trend lines. And if you scroll down to the bottom, it'll show you spot market freight, which is a spot load, basically means low board on the spot.
Yep.
Simple.
Well, I'm lost. On the spot means
how low. Are you lost?
All right, let me just say this. When I go to 7-Eleven, I see a truck back there loading up some Coca-Cola cans.
That's different. So, that person that drives that is 9 to 10, he works for Pepsi or Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Or it is a person like myself that has access to hundreds of trucks. We contacted Pepsi because we're a minority certified company.
That helps.
All right. And they gave us a contract. So that's touch freight.
Okay.
So that means that I'll take your tractor, they'll give us the trailers, load up the trailers, and they go do deliveries.
Okay. I'm learning.
That's contracted rate. That's contracted freights. That's different. That would never be spot. Unless they gave it to a broker and the broker put it on the low board, then that becomes spot freight.
Okay. I'm acting like I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
The only reason I say is because, God, listen, man, listen. I'm very far removed.
It's a lot.
Do you know? Do you hear?
Look, do you hear?
Yeah, I'm listening, nigga. You gotta. Yeah, that's your problem. I'm learning as I go.
It's a lot. But I'm gonna tell you, like, when you asked me the question, you said, I heard you was touching over 100 M's.
Yes.
When I said that was 4 years ago, that's because I was doing oil and gas. So I was doing sand moves and crude oil moves. That's dedicated. You got to have a certain amount of insurance coverages. You got to have a certain amount of trucks that's going to truck with you to do that. You got to have different type of equipment, PTOs and different stuff like that. So the money that I've made in the industry, it's never been on general freight. The Pepsi, Coca-Cola, they don't pay enough for me to fuck with them. I go for specialty shit like grappling. I got some DOD stuff. I got different stuff like that.
Out of the $100 million that, let's say, you make, how much are you paying out to make sure this gets moved? Yeah, I think people get caught up on there's a lot that goes into making this.
And I don't like how people assume, oh no, because there's maintenance in there. Duh, bitch. You got to keep the trucks maintained. You got to keep your drivers paid. You got to pay for fuel. There's going to be breakdowns. There's going to be tires exploding. There's going to be driver errors that cost you over $100,000 an hour, depending on what you're running. It's a lot. It's not just, oh, here's $100 million free and clear. And like I said, let's be very clear. I've made over that. Very clear.
And trust me, the proof is in the pudding. We're going to talk.
Yes, we are.
Now, there's a lot of naysayers, especially people that drive trucks and, well, mostly people who have never been in a truck.
Yes.
That say there's not that much money in your industry. Yes. Their industry. Why do they believe that?
All right. So I want for 1 second for people to utilize common sense. People say that there is no money. Give me a shot. People say that there is no money in the trucking industry. They're usually people that drive for somebody or they own one truck and they're doing what I refer to as spot freight. They're running off of a load board. None of them have the insurance requirements. None of them have the age on their authority. What's the lady's name that was here last time I came here? No, it was the two ladies. They met me in Florida. They actually
met you in Florida?
Yeah, they came to fuck me in Florida.
Oh, wow.
They came to fuck, was it LaToya?
One of us, LaToya. Oh,
yes, them.
Yes.
So, shout out to them. I love them. They're so sweet. But even with us being in Florida, her one of their dudes, he like was in trucking and he was like, there ain't that money in there. So I was like, put him on the phone. I promise you, any of these niggas that's talking shit, you can't truck with me. And what do I mean by that? Thank you so much.
You can't truck with
they're
me.
That's
a shirt, nigga.
It is. It definitely is.
Can't truck with
Let me tell you what I mean by that. He said he waiting on a contract. He's waiting to sign up for a contract. But his authority isn't old enough.
Right.
He don't have no age. So there is no money in what you're doing because you're not doing what I'm doing.
Right.
Remember, let's all revert back to, unfortunately, the little white boy, Spencer. Hey, Spencer.
We ain't forgot about you.
I owe him a meal. Because
mind you, Spencer really hung on like, man, she got them evictions, though, man. Mm-hmm. What about them evictions?
Yes. Kiss my ass. Look. The one thing that he focused on was she cannot own that many trucks because companies associated with her. He never pulled up my company. You understand the age on an authority is like you having an 850 credit score with good age and low utilization. That's not just public knowledge. You don't just give that up to people because people can use it. The trucking industry is fucking cutthroat. You know how people say, well, she'll never show her trucks. So you know what I do? Let me tell you what a nigga like me gonna do. You know the people that's on the internet talking shit, saying they got this, here's proof. I screenshot that shit and I'm calling them shippers taking their loads.
As you should. Let me show you the load I'm on.
Yeah, I'm taking
it's
shit.
It's cutthroat.
It is.
Y'all like Pirates of the Caribbean.
We are. It's like the dope game. It definitely is. And he was like, people like Kiera will say, hide your company. I want y'all to stop. You got to stop listening to people that are not in the trucking industry. This is a wild, wild motherfucking West. It's another little nigga I wanted to mention, but I don't remember his name. A little clown ass nigga.
I'll mention his name. But before I mention his name, things like the DOD, Department of Defense.
Yes.
Can you really even go into details of, like, let me explain to y'all what I got a DOD.
No.
When I got a DOD contract.
You cannot. And let me tell you something.
How does a black woman get a DOD contract? Can we start there? Yeah, I know.
We don't. I'm going to tell you something. Please keep in mind that they could not find my company's name because my company is not in my name. Never said it was, never will. You own nothing, control everything. I'm not stupid. I'm also a very bad felon. So I can't even qualify for certain things. The smart thing would be, I just got a $187 million contract, right?
Right.
Posted it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was on my daughter's birthday. But the voice that you hear is a white man.
That's AI, ain't it?
Yeah, no. Can we play that? Do you have it on your phone? Can we hit an audio on that?
I do.
Let me.
We can. We definitely can. And let me just explain, just so people, a lot of people are going to be on here. Thank you, darling. A lot of people are going to be on here hating, right?
Yes.
A lot of people made videos saying that that's fake and blah, blah, blah. So let me explain to y'all what happened with that. What y'all thought was going to bury me did nothing but catapult me. So many prominent people within the industry reached out to me because, unfortunately, the Black community does not understand business, but they do. I told y'all before I was fucking with the Russians, fuck with them heavy. There's a nice gentleman that I still deal with. He came down for my birthday weekend who called to check on me when that shit happened, just to check on me. Had it not happened, he would have never called to check on me because everybody sees me as the big bad guru. Well, with that check-in came a very large check because he then connects me with the right people who have been running this contract for over 40 years and they wanted to partner with me. Well, they were running it the wrong way. They were running it with shitty drivers. They were doing shifts and they weren't maximizing profit. They weren't even taking the longer loads because they never even thought to do teams. So that's why you heard him say, motherfuckers, because somebody made a video saying 300 teams. It sounded like he was, no, bitch. Let me get y'all straight real quick. I wanted them to do longer loads with teams in the truck. Teams are very difficult to get, keep, and maintain. But if you pay them well, they're going to fuck with you forever.
Yeah. And real quick, before we talk about that 187 million, we did have a person by the name of Poetic Flacco.
Who?
Poetic Flacco.
What is that?
He's from California, but he's
that nigga.
He came on here and that said, nigga. You know, he addressed it. Y'all had this trucking guru on here.
He said, why did y'all even have that lady? First of all, with his lisp talking ass. Why did y'all have that lady on here? First of all, my nigga, you might want to stay in your motherfucking lane because this ain't it. I promise you it's not. I told y'all I had a nigga sitting on his couch so we could have a nice conversation.
We would love to have had him here, but he's a West Coast nigga.
We need to do a nice conversation. I need y'all to stop speaking on shit that y'all don't understand. And it's only because I am going to still stand by. You don't have to buy anything from anybody. I have created a millionaire just from somebody watching me giving free game. Okay? I have had people that have taken the information in the gyms that I've given for free and applied them in different areas, and they're making millions of dollars. I don't even count them in the 21 millionaires that I've made. What I don't like is a lot of ignorant people speaking on the transportation industry to where people thinking that, oh, it's not possible just because your broke dumbass ain't doing it.
Which leads us into the video, which a person calls you and says, hey, Kiara, I hope you're sitting down.
Yep.
They have an offer in which, of course, like you said, on your daughter's birthday to where they want to start on March 1st. But, you know, March 18th was the date that they gave. Mm-hmm. In which they stated, hey, we hope you have the capacity for this many trucks that pays this much per week. Mm-hmm. That if you could follow this, therefore you'll make out, again, $187
million
per year. $187
million per year. And that's only at bare minimum. If we have to take recoveries and do different things, we're going to make way more.
So the question that everyone on here will be asking when they look at this, you know, young Black woman on our couch, why does that person call you for that kind of contract?
That goes back to, matter of fact, to be 1,000% honest with you, because I have an army. You see, a lot of people don't see my tribe. So whereas I have 100+ trucks, together we have thousands. So I can go confidently say that, hey, if you give us this lane, I guarantee you we can have coverage. Let me show you the breakdown on the money that's going to be fucking made. Because what I'll do is I'll tell my tribe, I got this lane. I need y'all to get people to cover. They will then go get carriers. They will then make 15, 25%, whatever they want to make off of it. The drivers, the carriers, which is the fleet owners, will make really good money. My dispatchers will eat, and we're all happy. That's what this is about. This is to where I don't quite understand why the Black community doesn't get how if we were to truck together, we would take over the world. And they don't got to, because me and mine are doing it.
Right.
That $187 million, that's why I said for shits and giggles, what's 15% of that? Because I'm only going to take 15% of it. The rest I'm giving to my people. I can go get, just off of the $187 million contract alone, there's paperwork that can be given to you, and they'll give you a fleet based off of that contract. They'll give you money to run that contract. I could easily take that. Let's say I didn't own no trucks that y'all keep asking about that I'm never going to fucking give you a title for, you fucking idiots. But let's just say,
you can leverage that.
You actually can get funding based off of the contract alone to go get the equipment.
So for the layman's terms, for the guy who has, let's say, $75,000 in lucrative fund, he got a settlement, got hit in the back. Oh, my back. I'm hurting. Insurance, they cut him a check. And he's like, man, I keep hearing the trucking group talk about the money in trucking. He wants to buy a truck for $30,000 that have 800,000 miles on it. Let's just say old used truck, and he has an extra, you know, 50,000 to 40,000 to kind of play with to take a chance. Would you tell that man to get into this game? And this is outside of your course
nope. And
learning the game. Yeah, because I want that. Nope. I want that to be known that this is not a finite type of money game. Like you have this, you have no other income, and this is the only thing you have. No. And you're trying to just make get rich quick scheme.
He don't already need to be in no truck.
Period.
Figure it out though. He trying to figure it out. You know he lied about that shit.
This is not overnight. This is not microwave success. The trucking industry, you can lose your fucking ass. Now we're not gonna forget that I done posted on my page over $500,000 loss I had to pay. Like the trucking industry, you make a lot of fucking money in it, but you can lose your ass. You can file bankruptcy fucking with this shit if you don't know what you're doing. Mm. This is not something where you hear somebody say, oh, I made $100 million, so you ran out to buy a fleet of trucks. No, I have had countless nights, crying days. That's why I smoke cigarettes.
Everybody say she says she smokes now.
This motherfucker is stressful as fuck. It's very stressful. Very fucking stressful. But it's worth it. I mean, shit worthwhile ain't easy.
Yeah, no, most hustler with a hustler mentality, you know there come losses.
Yes.
When you're in the mentality of, it's a game.
It is.
And in games, you lose.
It's also a common sense type thing. Everything that we own comes in on a truck. So why do people keep saying it's not money in trucking? Maybe they just trying to give you crumbs and little bits of pieces of here and there. Like, you got to use your fucking noggin. Like, if you hear somebody on here telling you, go after dedicated freight. Go get minority-owned, women-owned, small business-owned, different shit like that, hub zones. Like, there's different type of classifications that you can get as a truck owner, and they have to give you these loads. Certain companies have to, like Target, fucking GMC, Toyota. They have to give it. They got to fuck with you.
In your situation, as far as in your tribe, what percentage is men, what percentage is women?
I don't know.
Okay. Then let me say this. What percentage is drivers versus doing something else outside of... What percentage started as drivers and then led up into, you know, getting contract works, shipping? Or what percentage did not start as drivers and came into the game like you did?
I honestly think that the majority of the tribe, it's people who are trying to get away from a 9-to-5. That's drivers think they know everything.
Drivers seem to be the one in the comments.
They are.
To dispel all
everything
you're saying. And
that's another thing that I want to make sure that before any of you comment on this, pay attention to the types of comments that are going to be made. And ask the person that's commenting, how many trucks do you own? How long have you been in the industry? And how old is your authority? And what type of freight do you run before you listen to them? Because I even did another contract for a reefer, and niggas can't even afford the insurance that's required. Stop playing with me.
Wait. You said for reefer?
Yes, reefer. Refrigerated trucks.
Oh.
They can't even afford the fucking insurance. Like, stay in your place, little boy.
Whatever.
Now, one might hear $180 million a year. $187 million a year. And shit a brick. So, or two of them. When you received that news, like, what possibilities did you think, like, what were some things that you was like, nah, this is finna start happening, or now I'm finna get into this? Like, are we gonna continue in this lane, or does this open up new doors for different avenues for you? Because I remember the last time you said in here, you're not fucking with no real estate. Not because this shit is just too good.
You know what? I'm glad that you asked that. And to be 1,000% honest with you, like I told y'all offline, we got more contracts that I can't even speak about because of the type of freight that it is. So many doors have been open because of everything that's happened. But I am going to get into the behavioral health clinic side. One of the people that found me from y'all's platform, they do behavioral health clinics. And so we got into it, and they're doing 6 figures a fucking week.
That's where the money is.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest.
And because I have a lot of behavioral health issues within my family. Somebody that I love very near and dear to my heart, they could utilize those type of services. That's something I'm going to be getting into.
Anything that has to deal with the insurance game or health insurance or things like that, it's such a bag. And if Black people owned just a percentage of what that is.
I just learned what three-quarter houses are. And that was the lady who was my Lyft driver, who that, when I told you she recognized me only because of my voice from being on here. But she told me about the three-quarter houses. And another thing that y'all need to understand is Texas just got a very large amount of money for funding. Have y'all heard about that?
No. Please.
Hold on. Let me tell y'all. Yeah. Just in case anybody is on here and they want to actually do something with their life besides hate on the internet.
Come on.
Let's see.
Yeah, put us on game.
Texas just gave $15.8 billion in direct state aid and $9.1 billion in local government aid and for the federal government. So that CDL school, yeah.
It's,
the behavioral health clinics and different things like that.
It's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me ask you, from your first interview coming out as a trucking guru, which you already had a following before that,
mm-hmm.
Coming out and doing that interview, let me ask you, first of all, do you regret coming out and putting your face on camera?
No.
Okay.
Because the amount of, I never thought that I'd be hated on as much. I didn't even know people knew who I was. Like, I had no idea. Like, people just have a fucking comment for, you don't even know me, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Opinions are like assholes.
I don't think that I can ever express how it feels for somebody to tell me that I changed their life or that I opened their eyes to something. The hate that I got, it pales in comparison to the love and the gratitude and the thankfulness. Like, I was only at, I think, 200 something. Now I'm at 334,000 or 333,000. All my platforms have grown. And even with the hate, like, I thought that that was going to be like, oh, well, you know, whatever. I'm not going to stop doing it. People was like, you need to stop going to speak. I'm never going to stop speaking because I know I ain't scammed nobody. I'm not a fucking liar. And this is my story. I'm never going to not tell my truth because you don't know. Somebody just called me. This guy out 17 years. They found me off of y'all platform. 17 years. I was able to give him my course. Like, however I can fucking help, I'm going to help.
And you went through that hate where they're like, oh, she's scamming, you know, because where there's smoke, there's fire. People want to hear something and say, oh, well, yeah, based on this, uh-huh. It can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
For that not to get to you. And like you said, for...
Oh, it got to me. No, it got to me.
All right, well, let me say this.
I wanted to go...
Yeah, I know you want to pull up on some of them.
It got to me.
You hide behind that keyboard.
Who the fuck are y'all talking to?
But you said companies have reached out to you since
mm-hmm.
then and have not only said, looked out for you, but also said, no, we're about to go in business with you.
Yes.
Because of who you are and what you've done.
What's crazy is the type of lane that I'm in now, there are only 6 or 7 companies that do it. And all of their doors were closed. Because of what happened to me, one of them opened up their doors to me, and I have the ability to scale up to over 1,000 trucks. And they're doing $30,000, $40,000 weeks per truck. Like, God has moved miraculously on my behalf, because no matter what people think, you reap what you sow. No matter what people think about you, everybody's gonna have a fucking opinion, but you reap what you sow.
That shit don't make you nervous when that type of responsibility fall on you?
No. I have to take care of thousands of people. There are thousands of people within my tribe. So, I mean, it's a reason why God put me in this position.
I have some, I want to play devil's advocate, and I have some questions.
I bet you do, fast. Because they said y'all don't ask the hard questions.
Yeah,
ask some hard questions.
Nah, so when it comes in this game, the individual that you deal with, does it matter what type of background they have or what they get into? For instance, if Diddy needed you to move and you can't ask him what's in the truck, but Diddy got shit and he will need you to move it. You need 1,000 trucks.
I treat people... Wait a minute. Not the pink. I'm going to tell you something. I treat people how I want to be treated, and I'm not a respecter of persons.
Right.
So I'm going to move whatever he needs me to move.
All right, so let's get to it.
But if R. Kelly asked me, I ain't doing it.
Oh, man, I have to.
I'm just playing.
I have 13 girls. Oh, no. Oh, shit. So let's do it like this then. So now let's get to it because a lot of people question your lifestyle. So you make this kind of money. Mm-hmm. They question, oh, she was in a closet doing going live. But no, let's start with this.
Hold on. Let's get into it.
Can I start with one before that?
Go ahead.
All right. Someone asked, she said she had a good time one day at a strip club and mm-hmm. that she spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it not a picture? Why doesn't it exist? Where's you know the girls what? Who's supposed to say, like, thank you, Trucking Guru, coming through?
They're all on my story. If you look at my fucking following, most of it is strippers.
Yeah. So most for someone who asked strippers. That, like, why most isn't there testimonies of the blessings?
Like, what the fuck do y'all want them to do? They're fucking strippers. They thanked me that night. I reposted them that night. Like, this has happened ages ago, but I got videos. I'm going to send them to you.
Okay, all right.
I got videos of it.
For those who question, she has videos.
I even got a video where I was at a booby trap and they ran out of money. Like, stop fucking playing with me.
Oh, man. See, that's the only video we need.
I'm going to send it to you.
You go to booby trap and they run out of money.
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, let's do it like
that. I'm going to say, I got videos now. Yeah, it was recorded. And you have to remember, geniuses, one thing that y'all don't know about me is my page used to always get flagged because I used to always have hoes on that bitch. Busting it wide the fuck open. That's why it ain't no fucking videos of it. They shut my page down.
Does the Trucking Guru go both ways?
No.
I ain't talking freight.
I'm strictly dickly.
All right, but you just like, look, you like, what is it about a strip club you love so much?
I like to support the women, number one.
Thank you.
Number two, it's very rare that a woman comes in throwing the type of money that I throw.
Thank you.
And every time I go in, they always ask me, what do I do? And so it's always a chance for me to tell them, hey, this is what I do. You don't got to do this.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. Be honest. It make you feel like you in the game, though, still kind of, don't it? Mm.
Who told you I was out?
So let's address, you know, oh, she's always in her closet.
You know why? Let me tell you something. Did y'all see Bruce's video?
Yeah.
What Bruce will tell y'all? She's in a big old mansion overlooking the wall because I am still driving big Maybachs, racing and all kinds of shit. I am. One thing I learned is stop showing these hoes your motherfucking life. All they're going to do is hate. That's all they're going to fucking do.
Once you show them, they're going to be like, oh, that fast.
All they're going to do is hate. All they're going to do, I know, I learned that from the other mansion that I was in. No, I stopped showing them. Plus, to be 1,000% honest with you, my children ask for more privacy, and I respect that more than anything. My kids are fucking over this shit. Like, the hate that I got, it took a toll on my family. And I will never, ever, ever sacrifice how they feel over some fucking views.
Yeah, shout
fuck
out your daughter. Yeah, shout out your sister. I mean, they go to bat for you. Like a motherfucker.
They sure do. They sure do.
Catch a bullet in me.
And you gotta take that into consideration. Like, I'm just here to help. I don't make my money off social media. If that was the case, baby, I'd blow this bitch wide the fuck open. I've made too many millionaires. I got too much fucking money. I would literally take over. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to motivate you. If you see some shit you like, come fuck with us. Come truck with us. We got you. But putting my kids' life out there, and because, you know, my kids are homeschooled. Yeah. We have a very lavish lifestyle. My daughters just had birthdays. I went over the top for them. My oldest asked, please do not show what I got for my birthday. Like, they are over this shit.
Now, you mentioned the reality show that you were possibly shooting. You also mentioned Lil Wayne mm-hmm. off camera. Like, you were doing like a, you know, from a you might bring some cameras into your life, though.
But I have 100% control over it. That's why I haven't done a reality show. My son, people don't even know that I have a son because he's never on camera. Like, my relationship with my children is way more important than fucking social media.
There you go.
And I have to protect them. I'm their mother before I'm anything.
Now, this is something I've been going through is spoiled children.
Mm.
How hard is it not to spoil your children? And how hard is it to discipline them when, you know, you've already given them so much? Like, and they've come off feeling entitled.
My oldest is a blessing from God. She's never felt entitled. She's very thankful for the little things. Again, she's the one that said, please don't. She didn't even want to open her gifts with people in our home. She wanted to wait until everybody was gone because she said people, you know, she didn't want people to feel bad because they either can't afford those types of things or give them to their kids. So I respect that. My middle child, this motherfucker. She's the problem child. She's the one that's entitled. She's the one that understands. She's the only kid I have that knows that we are wealthy, wealthy. So she got every name brand. She got the nice car. She got, like, she's the over the top one. My son could care less. My middle child, I'm learning, is going to be a problem. She's now 18. She wants a penthouse. She wants certain things. And see, I take care of my kids until they're 25. At 25, they then get their trust funds. So this middle child of mine is, that's the spoiled one.
Trust for the, I love this part. For the niggas who don't know how trust fund works or what that is or how that is obtained, explain the trust fund and what it does for a child.
If you give them a trust fund too early, it fucks them up. That's what it does to a child. That's why I say at 25. Most kids get them at 18 or 21, I believe. 18. I made mine 25 because I wanted my kids to understand the value of a dollar. Mm. But that's hard.
Do you have any stipulations on it?
No, I don't.
Not you graduate college? Yeah. Or?
No. And I,
access.
My estate planner did for, we're three generations in now, I believe. Mm-hmm. So they only got a certain amount and you run through it, you're fucked. Oh, but each of my kids know how to get a bag. Like my oldest does trucking, my middle child nails, my son is into technology and different things like that. So they're not going to be dependent on their trust funds at all.
How hard is it not to spoil the men that are in your life?
Because the men that are in my life are phenomenal, I spoil them because they spoil me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give and take.
It's, for me, I'm going to give you what you want because you give me what I want.
What's the most lavish? Oh, I mean, what you want? Shit. What is 100 million? What more can I do?
You know what's crazy? I'm actually a very simple woman. I like flowers.
J's. Oh,
I love J's too.
Yeah.
Okay. I always got on some J's.
What's your favorite J's? What's the favorite one? Some sixes.
The black and red ones. The one I wore when I came last. The shoes I went on business. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the cherries. That was my favorite. Mm-hmm. Even though my daughter just had somebody waste blush at Ulta on my cherries, so I need some more cherries. But those are my. I'm very simple. I'm not. I don't need the. Even though I've had. Big Frank, take me on a very expensive trip. I'm not one of those people. I don't.
What's the most lavish thing you got a gentleman that you wanted to like say, hey, here, this is just, you know, a token?
Hublot.
Oh, shit. Okay. Was he appreciative for me?
Very.
What's the reaction?
Well, see, I'm going to tell you, that's only because he took me to Turks and Caicos. We got a fucking 25 bedroom villa and it was only us.
There's some children in Turks and Caicos that
that's
love.
What he, no. That's what he did for my birthday. He flew me out privately to Turks and Caicos in a huge villa. So, of course, he gets a Hublot.
Now, what's the wildest thing a nigga done asked you for that ain't coming? Like, baby, look at this day date.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something. I thank God that I believe that my personality exudes a certain amount of respect. Okay. And niggas don't even fucking play with me. They don't.
Some men might think they do a good job, you know, with the business and be like, hey, listen, here's what I need.
Thank God.
Thank God.
That men don't fucking play with me.
So, I have to say this because Boss Man Brewster went on Boss Talk 101. And shout out Boss Talk 101.
Go ahead.
Have you had a young man or any man that you were dealing with break himself trying to prove that he could afford you or your lifestyle?
Oh, man.
I have.
With the nigga.
So
I have.
When that happens, do you just like say, fam, this ain't quite.
For me, people are to be loved and not used. So right. I'm never a fan of the you got to buy me this, you got to spoil. I've never been that woman. I have had somebody that have broke himself. And I had to have a conversation like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Because I don't require that. I'm not that person. at all.
A man might feel like he's losing his power, not being able to take
care of him. And it's hard dating because a lot of men feel like, what the fuck can I do for you? And men are providers. So it is difficult.
So who picks up the check when you go to True Lux Ocean Prime? Is it our, like when you go and you're like, hey, let's go out. And let's say you ask to let's go out.
I date men, honey.
I keep forgetting.
I date men. So there's never a question on who's picking up a check. They are. Yeah. I date men.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't. Long as shit, bro. And I don't know, but as long as I got a bag, it doesn't matter. Keep your money. Just hold on tight to you. Got $100 million. Good, because I still got my bag.
Right.
You
know? I date men. I haven't. I thank God that I haven't had any leechers or anybody that tried it. Because you know she's plus size and she's rich. Let me see if I can dick her down. And I haven't had that dumb shit.
That is some dumb shit.
It is, and it happens. It really does. It happens. I'm pretty sure somebody over there fucking Lizzo.
If it's work, if it works, it's some smart shit, I guess. It's some smart shit. So again, once again, and again, shout out Boss Man Brewster. Shout out Boss Talk.
Yes, they had a Brewster. Great
interview. They brought you up, and he said, the people that are hating on Kiara is normally people that she's helped. And mind you, he's in the trucking business as well, mm-hmm. to where these people that you have helped can sometimes turn Judas,
mm-hmm.
and turn all the way in on you. Was he speaking facts?
Let me tell you something. He's been there from the beginning. So I didn't even realize that he was seeing things from his perspective. I didn't know he was going to go on there and say that, because Brewster do not do the social media antics. He don't feed into the bullshit, none of that. Like he don't, my nigga too player for that. He don't fuck with it. So when he sent me the video, I was stunned. I didn't know that, like, when I watched it, when I posted it, that was the first time I watched it. I was very thankful that he did speak the truth, because that's, the niggas that's hating either want to do what I'm doing, or it's literally somebody that has slept on my floor, wore my clothes, needed to be given money, because I don't loan money, I give money, needed to be given money. And the biggest thing that he said was, everybody that was fucking hating on her literally is eating off what she taught them. All of them are still in the trucking industry because of me. All of you are still making a bag because of me. Some of them are even trying to act like they teach trucking now. Bitch, you just got in this motherfucker. Sit the fuck down.
Now, somebody did ask for us to ask you that your what you teach in trucking, mm-hmm. The videos you have on your site, mm-hmm. Can be updated, mm-hmm. or either can be in more detail. I guess they
can be, and we are updating our platform. I actually have started teaching live. That's one of the biggest things that I've got. The biggest feedback I got is people wanting to learn live. So I've done so far, 1, 2, 3, like 4.
Amazing.
4 teachings, and they all sell out in like 5 minutes. But yeah.
Last time you were here, you were saying you were going to get away from teaching. Yeah, you were done with that. Tell us where you're at now. What your thoughts on it?
When I closed my courses, because I was like, you know what? Because first of all, they was trying to say she got money from courses. Bitch.
She still got my money. She got $700 of my dollars.
Right. The fuck you think I'm doing with your little lunch money, bitch? The response for people asking, that's actually why I started doing it for like $99. For my birthday, I did a class for $99. And I had the biggest name in government contracting come fly out to Dallas. And he taught them for like 4 hours, right? It's hard than a bitch to do this, because my goal is to help and to educate. So I go back and forth with closing it, opening it, and the response is like, can you please teach us? So it's literally a tug of war. What I have spoke to my black and gold shirts about is them stepping up and them teaching. And with the contracts that we have, we're getting so many contracts now that I'm not going to be able to do as much as I am doing now. So we got to figure something out. We're going to have to.
You know, and this happens often a lot. Everybody want to be touched by the one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the face of the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that it would suffer, your courses would suffer if you made somebody else the face?
Yeah. People love to see me. I've had people do my lives for me on Tuesday. It don't hit the same. Before I forget,
please.
Today I found out that One of the biggest things that I had been trying to do was to hire people fresh out of CDL school. Because the biggest issue is that I've gone through this school and I cannot find a job that pays good. We can now do that.
Amazing.
I did a live on it today. Like, that's huge.
That's important. Because like a regular college, once I graduate,
yes.
What do I do next? And where can I start
moving? They was having a serious time finding a job. Like, it's like, you either got to go commit to a big company and you making fucking pennies, or you can come over here. Like, nah, I'm gonna figure that out. And I figured it out.
We asked a question about the drivers. Should they be asking their bosses what these freights bring in? Like, should drivers ask more questions?
Does a cashier ask Mr. Walmart what they're making? No.
Nope.
You ask if you want to. Your ass get let go.
Get fired.
Benny over there asking too many questions.
The thing is, step it up. Get your own company. You cannot think you're going to run somebody else's company. Go get your own shit. Stop driving for people. Get your own fucking company. It's not hard. Man.
All right, so now, Kiara, you're touching this money, man. You're looking good. You lost 95 pounds in the last, few months. And you're, again, excited about what's about to happen next. And I'm curious.
So excited.
For you, like what?
More kids?
Fuck no.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Okay.
The woman to lose weight just to get fat again. Fuck them kids. No.
Not for the lack of trying.
No,
but,
right.
But what I will say is,
look, if I was a nigga, in trouble.
25 again, goddamn. Let's get to it.
No.
But seriously, you're making this kind of money. Like, what pleases, trips to Bali on a weekend, the Maldives just for the hell of it. I mean, what gets you, what else is there for you? At this age, at this point in life.
Don't say at this age like I'm old.
No, you're not old. You're young. And me and you the same age.
At this age, what are you going to do?
Me the same age, and we just getting this shit started. So not at this age, but more so at this point in life.
Well, for me, there's so much more to give. There's so many people that really need help. I want to go, like I told y'all last time, back to the prisons on my live, Everglades Prison. I'm going to go back there to go teach them with the CDL stuff. I have an initiative to do the halfway houses and different stuff like that. So this is my give back era. Like, I want to make sure that I've done the creating millionaires part. I want to make sure that I leave a positive impact and help people restart their life. I know you asked me about trips and stuff.
Yeah, but I say, wait, are you a felon? Can you have a passport?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just mad.
I got a passport.
Now, so that's what I'm about to ask. You had got a government or a contract out of, like, I think you said Ghana or somewhere in Africa or something. Mm. Or one of the, have you ever went back to the motherland and said, man, let me give back, let me go build a school like Michael Black?
No.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. And shout out to people that do that. We have enough people that need help here in America.
There you go.
I'm gonna focus right here at home.
Come on now.
Try to make some more positive change. I want to do, again, halfway houses, the three-quarter houses. I want to do behavioral health clinics. I want to open CDL schools. It's a lot that I'm trying to accomplish in a short amount of time because it's needed.
And for all the felons out there that are really just like, got dealt a bad hand, should their first option be look in the trucking industry direction? I mean, not saying you got to get into it, but just look in that direction. Should they be going that route?
I'm going to tell you, being used to fast money, this is the equivalent to dope money. This is the equivalent to dope money. It's the only thing that's fucking with dope money, I'm telling you. Robbing niggas ain't it. Looking over your back, your shoulder, worrying about the niggas kicking in your spot ain't it. Trucking is where it's at. And you don't got to buy nothing from nobody. It's too much free game out there.
What if you're just not that educated or don't like learning?
Again, I have no high school diploma, no GED, none of that.
Come on now.
Either you want it or you don't.
You see, but you're not stupid. Like, not for lack of trying. Like, some of these niggas just dumb.
You know what?
I'm not.
I'm going to tell you. I was fucking with a hood nigga. As of late. And he just, he just did not know.
It was,
And I'm going to tell you, one of the things I never fought people for, because that's me. Like, I'm not the business guru. I'm the trucking guru.
Right.
That's why Pocket Watch and JT ate my ass up. Bitch, I don't know that shit. Never said I did. Right?
Yeah.
I know trucking. So they only know what they know.
Right.
That's why you got a nigga like me that's going to help. Boss Man Bruce are doing the same thing. Like, we helping. We're trying our best to help our community. Because some of these niggas, they ain't dumb. They just don't fucking know.
Right.
They just don't know.
Got any shout outs?
Shout out to Boss Man Brewster.
Shout out to Boss Man Brewster.
Shout out to
Boss Man. Come back through. Come back through this motherfucker.
Shout out to Boss Man. Brewster.
And shout out Boss Man Brewster.
Yep.
First and foremost, are there any other truck? Like, you had mentioned some names that we should get. Who can you mention their names and who and what they do, what they are?
Yes, Michelle. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me back up real quick.
Yeah, come on. We got all the time to.
There's a woman by the name of Tamika. Paths to Freedom. They were sick about me having 100-something trucks. They finna be real sick when they see these 300 trucks this lady got me. There's a woman that is getting our people to freedom the right way. She is fucking phenomenal. I'm gonna get... She does not show her face on camera. So we got to figure that out. She's the shit. Paths to Freedom. Of course, Boss Man Brewster, period. Big Reform. Don't play with it. Michelle, Three Rivers. She is the first Black woman to own a CDL school internationally in Africa and in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Coach Sheldon and Tammy, they do the box truck stuff. They're dope. And I think you should bring on officially Travis Davis. He does government contracting. Huge.
All right. We're going to look into them all.
Yep.
For those that, of course, still want to follow you,
catch fuck your y'all, lives. Don't follow me.
No, wait. Because I heard you have a Twitch channel now.
I do got a Twitch.
Yeah, now wait a minute.
That's because IG is too, like, they asking where the stripper videos at. Bitch, IG shut me down. I couldn't go live when I was posting that shit. That's why I ain't on there, no cap. But Twitch don't give a fuck. So I be on Twitch.
What about OF?
What
about the OnlyFans?
They keep asking me to do OnlyFans. They really do.
Now they really asking.
They keep
asking.
They keep asking me to do OnlyFans.
Man, listen. If you pop that shit on the not pop that shit, but if you pop your shit.
Right. What I'm popping? What I'm popping, Joker? Right. Damn. Clutching my pearls. Now, Jesus.
I'm trying to think, like, from an 18 wheeler. Cause I remember you put me on a lot.
OD, can you even hear me? My camera been in my bra the whole time, OD. Shit.
Yeah, I didn't know what a lot lizard was. I found out from your standpoint, but only fans could anyway.
Lot lizards.
I didn't know. What other platforms are you on? Where are you mainly on? Cause do you do Trucking Tuesday still? Do you?
I don't. I really haven't. I've been so busy. I haven't had time, not because I don't want to, but because, again, like, within my tribe, like, I've had to burrow. Like, I've been pushing people into leadership. I've done, like, TTG certification where they got to be certified. The type of contracts that I can't speak about, I can only speak about in my tribe. So they've been being pushed to the limit. I ain't been doing Trucking Tuesday.
All
right. A nigga really tired of this shit.
Amen.
Honestly. I've done all that I can.
Yeah, you didn't gave
it
up.
I done did my part. Damn, I done did my part. So
somebody pick up the baton.
I'm going to be on Twitch just because I could play music and talk shit and have hoes on there.
Do you have a Twitch channel that you could say?
I do. The Trucking Guru. Everything
Trucking Guru. All right. Everything Trucking Guru, man. Now we got it.
Everything Trucking Guru.
Hey, you might have us on the live one day, man. We're going to come on with you, goddamn.
Please have them all.
All 2011 strippers.
I'm going to tell you now that I'm getting into the entertainment.
How many Megan challenges have you watched?
How many what?
Megan challenges have you watched?
I just seen hers. Okay. I said, okay, Megan, go, girl. She looks good.
Good man. Some notables is Lotto. You know, some notables is
Lotto did one.
And Lotto did one. You know,
Lotto did a mega challenge.
Yeah. Glorilla, she's notable.
I know Glow did not do a mega challenge.
Yeah, there some notables. Yeah, she did one.
Glow did one.
There's some notables.
I fucks with Glow.
Right.
I fucks with Glow.
What they say?
Curvin's on Curvin's.
At the end of the day, the day going in.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
I seen Johnny Blaze do one. I did see that one.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's oh, I ain't seen it. Sorry, okay.
That one was nice. That one was nice. Okay, I think she gave Meg a run for her money.
Oh shit. Okay. Okay. About to check it out. She did. Well, you already know what it is. Man, I got to thank you because at this point, you know, you're like family now. And I hate that, you know, they keep coming at your neck. And we get frustrated when they come at your
They're
neck.
They're going
we,
to.
Yeah, we want to, you know what I'm saying?
Come they on, hate me. What they can't fuck with. And you know, unfortunately, a lot of the hate is coming from the men who are just simple truck drivers.
Damn.
But, you know, once you drop that pride, I'm here to help.
Man, she's here to help, man. The trucking guru, 2.0, 3.0, goddamn it, at this time. We got to say it, man. You're on the blue couch once again. You are a real life street star. Yeah. 100 million.
Period.
Let him.
187 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
187 million.
Let him.
Shout out Real Street Stars, nigga. Moving. Hey.